her journey paralleled with my journey and like many of our journeys.
Nope, we're done. I'm out. We don't care about journeys. We're all full. 2025. We're filled up on journeys. We don't need any more journeys. We don't care about your gay. I became trans. Fucking I'm black. Trans lesbian journey. Like, we don't care.
Make sure you act surprised when you find out that the old white woman is racist.
The creatures and just sort of like the wild embodiment of like nature, but also human anxiety is very interesting.
There's the self-insert. There's the self-insert of the developer. Does it matter that 80% of the dudes who play video games are not gay and black and female? No, of course not. What matters is inclusiveness and diversity. What really pisses me off is that Xbox could have put this money towards like an actually cool game. Like Ninja Gaiden 4 looks awesome. Instead of making another game as cool as Ninja Gaiden 4, they're making this gay, retarded slop that you see before you.
Guys, in case you're lost, I'm talking about this game South of Midnight. It's a new Xbox exclusive made by Xbox coming to Game Pass. And y'all, as you'll see, this is the most woke, awful abortion of a video game I think I've ever seen. And like I said, I'm pissed that Xbox is making these games that nobody is going to play, because I guarantee you it's going to have two players on Steam when it launches.
A talking fish? Mm-mm. Nope. Ain't no way.
In many ways, Midnight is about bringing people together, and magic is all around you. It's about learning empathy for people who aren't like you. It's fine.
Guys, and look, this isn't a white-black thing. This is an ideology thing. So don't think that I'm only hating on the black women in this game. This white guy is a complete retard. There's so many red flags here with what he said. I don't even know where to begin. Is anybody else done with the magic is all around you games? It's usually because these people went to art school and have been coddled their whole life, and everyone's just told them, everything you make is wonderful. Just, oh, keep doing a good job, sweetie. You're going to do so great. Wrong. You need to make me care about your game. You have failed at this very simple job. I don't give a crap about another Magic is All Around You game. I don't want to play it. Why do I care about this character? Metal Gear Solid, within the first 5 seconds, I care about this character. Resident Evil 4, within the first few seconds, I care about what is happening to this character.
Being hidden strength, it's about learning in people together, and magic is all around you. It's about learning empathy for people who aren't like you.
Real quick, find me one gamer who says, you know what I love about playing video games? Learning empathy for people who aren't like me. No. People play video games to escape into a world with some kind of power fantasy where you can do stuff that is cool that you can't do in the regular world. Anytime you hear that word empathy, just get ready, because you know some gay, trans, bi, satanic nonsense is coming.
It's about learning empathy.
No, you need to get in church. You need to get in a church is what you need to do.
The world is more than what she has known it to be.
Coming up against all of these monsters and large creatures where she can communicate with them, heal them, learn from them, watching Hazel just fly through the world.
Guys, you know what I love about the old God of War games is that Kratos is really just there to heal the horribly snaggletoothed enemies that he's fighting. You know, because after he beats the shit out of that snake, they both sit on a couch together and have a group therapy session.
Bro, doing all of these things is just watching Hazel just...
I bet if you talk to this guy in real life, he's like, there's so much violence in the world. We need to heal each other, not hurt each other. My dude, that's not real life. That's pussy-ass 2025 mental illness talking. Russia and Ukraine are fighting a war right now. People are dying. Israel and Palestine are fighting a war right now. People are dying in these wars. This current generation of video game developers are just completely out of touch with A, what gamers actually want, and B, how the world works. They're making these art school jack-off games that nobody, it's like, this is why your game doesn't resonate with culture. This is why nobody wants to play your game. This is why nobody can relate to your game. Because you're making it in a silo and you're not considering what's how the world actually is.
Heal them, learn from them, watch.
Oh yeah, that's what I wanted to do in God of War. After beating the crap out of that snake, I wanted to heal the snake and learn from the snake. Dude, I'm so sick of freaking 2025 ass video games. Like, as we'll see in a second, Ninja Gaiden 4 looks awesome. All of the good games right now are coming from Japan, Korea, and China. And all of these Western developers are gonna go out of business because it's gays. All these people are gay homos. It's because of the gays that all these companies are going out of business.
And Hazel just fly through the world doing all of these things. It's just a lot of fun.
It's not fun, though. This doesn't look fun. I mean, sure, the art style in the game looks great. Yes.
Fly through the world.
Like, it's a great looking art style, but... So I haven't showed y'all every clip that I've been looking at in this video, but they're talking about how she's a weaver, like cotton or something, like on a spindle, and she's weaving magic. It's like, it's just a boring looking game, dude. There's nothing about this game. It is what I would call a Sweet Baby Inc. third person game. You know, there's some kind of like, you need to drive back the darkness and you need to have a group therapy session with the creatures that you're going to fight. And you need to heal them from their toxic behavior, like black lesbian shaman woman coming in 3, 2.
And just sort of immersing the team in folklore. But what was interesting, the things that scare you, they're about laughing at the things that scare you. But what was interesting with that.
Guys, no. Why is an old black woman making a video game? They need to study Team Ninja and the team working on Ninja Gaiden 4. It's a bunch of younger Asian guys. Why do you have an old black woman working on a video game?
A lot of creatures in these folklore, they sort of balance on the edge between the known and the unknown.
Sounds boring. Cool. Sounds real boring.
Each creature that Hazel meets throughout her journey is going to have a
another woman working on the game. Guys, I'm telling y'all, every single woman you have working on your video game, it's like a strike against it, and you only get 3 strikes. Games like Assassin's Creed Black Flag, it was made by 90% dudes. Anytime you have a woman involved with a video game, it's a huge red flag. You know the game is going to be trash. Guys, I'm telling y'all, this game's coming out in May. Watch, this game is going to bomb spectacularly. It's going to be a complete disaster because, guys, 80% of AAA game players are straight dudes. They're not gay black grandmas.
Ultimately, Hazel wants to cis creatures, but there are some that are not really alive. They are from a darker place, driven by trauma. They want to feed on guilt and fear. And these creatures, she has to destroy.
This creature probably represents the toxic fanboys. They're like, oh, all the people that are going to cancel our game and allow us, that are going to close down our studio because they didn't buy the game. These are the toxic males. But guys, what did I tell y'all? Group therapy session. I'm so glad at the end of Resident Evil 4, Leon had a group therapy session with Osmond Sadler, and they got to talk about empathy and how much they had grown. Oh, wait, never mind. Dude turned into a giant spider, and he shot the spider in the face. Oh, yeah, and Leon was surrounded by ultra hot chicks. So, Xbox, I hope you're taking notes. Stop making these garbage games we don't want. Hang on, guys. I'm going to quickly jump over to Ninja Gaiden just to show you what we're looking for. This is what we actually want in a video game.
担当して開発いたしました。綺麗なグラフィックでお楽しみいただけるのはもちろん、リュウハイ。Boom,
cool ninja bro, Ryu Hayabusa. That's all we want, dude. I want to play as this guy. I want to be a ninja. I want to be an assassin. Xbox, make something more like this. Boom, hot chicks. See, Xbox, look to Japan. Japan understands how this works. It's very simple. Don't put ugly troon characters in your game. Don't put ugly black old lesbians in your game. Put this in your game.
Now for the low, low price of $1.
In Hazel's search for her mother, you'll explore multiple regions, each ruled by a mythical creature with their own Southern Gothic history.
Oh, dude, man, the areas are each ruled by a Southern... dude, I wasn't into this game until now. I'm into it now.
You'll gradually uncover the backstories of these beings, once human or animal, were transformed by tragedy. Their secrets waiting to be discovered. As a weaver, Hazel heals these creatures by collecting fragments of haunted memories. We call these echoes. which reveal each creature's past.
Bro, this game has echoes in it? Dude. Okay, all right. I wasn't into this game until now, but dude, this game has memories locked in echoes and you get to watch the old memories? Oh, you mean that thing that video games have been doing for like 20 years in every single game? Dude, I'm sold. I'm into it now.
Hazel can perceive both the mystical strands and stigmas in the world. Through her newfound power, she reweaves these stigmas and mends the afflicted creatures she encounters.
As Hazel discovers her power, the world gradually shifts into the surreal, revealing that creatures from the old folktales...
Nobody cares. Nobody cares. I mean, she's attractive as a person, but nobody cares. Guys, we need to start calling this genre of video... This, like, gay-ass retarded game, it's Unknown 9. Remember when Unknown 9 came out? Remember when Dustborn came out? What's that other game Kim Belair is working on? I'll throw it up on the screen here. All of these games, it's always this... We need to start calling this genre of game the Sweet Baby Ink game, because it's always third person. There's always a black lesbian character as the main character. She's always unraveling mysteries, and she's always using magic to drive back the darkness. And it's just... I'm over it, dude. Like, can I get something like Army of Two, please? Can I get something like Rainbow Six 3, please? Can I get something like Ghost Recon 2, please, on the old Xbox? Can I get something like Full Spectrum Warrior? Guys, we live in clown world now, and everything is trash, but not for long. Because y'all, guess what? Trump is in office. Now, I don't think Trump's not going to be able to solve the video game problem, but what I hope happens is that every single one of these garbage, worthless, degenerate, homo satanic companies, they're all going to shut down, because people don't want to play these games. People don't want to play these games. They're going to shut down. And Xbox, because it has billions of dollars, is going to keep ramming this stuff in. But we just need to all band together and remind ourselves that we're not playing this garbage, dude. We're not playing these garbage games. Do not play these games and they will vanish. They will disappear, I promise. So I'm going to get out of here. Bye, y'all.